Now we are presenting you an interview with United Nations Resident Coordinator for Nepal, Ms. Valerie Zuliand. We have with us United Nations Resident Coordinator for Nepal, Ms. Valerie Zuliand, to talk about the impact of COVID-19 pandemic and United Nations' role to help least developed countries like Nepal to cope with the crisis. Welcome, Ms. Zuliand, to Radio Nepal's English News.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. My pleasure.
What is the socio-economic impact of COVID-19 on the least developed countries like Nepal, and how can UN agencies help Nepal to recover from the crisis caused by the pandemic?
Thank you very much. What is interesting with the COVID crisis is that it is a health crisis, and actually there is first a very important health response that has to be given, and on this the UN also has been assisting the government in beefing up its health system. Because it's a health crisis that needs a health response. However, in a least developed country like Nepal, the health system was not initially developed enough to respond to the crisis. And we have actually, as the United Nations, and especially the World Health Organization, WHO, has been supporting the government in order for the government to beef up its health capacity. And I must say the results are quite positive. Now in the country, there are 16 labs where there was only one. Now you have a dedicated COVID hospital in each province. You have more than 40,000 beds for quarantine. So this is quite an achievement, especially for a least developed country like Nepal. And I must say, during all this time, there has been very few cases, because during all this time until last week, there were only very few cases. Now the cases are increasing. But these very measures that the government had to put in place to contain the virus and prevent its spreading, and essentially the lockdown, these measures, very necessary, nevertheless had an impact on the socio-economic situation of the country and the people. So this is a bit, I would say, the irony of such a problem with the COVID, is that on the one hand, you are obliged to do something to prevent the crisis to worsen, but the very same measures that you take impact on people in another way. But what we have to consider when we talk about the socio-economic situation of Nepal is that before COVID, the situation was already, to a certain extent, one that had some fragility. For instance, we have to consider that there was, prior to COVID, a high rate of unemployment, and that more than 70% of the population was in the informal sector. And if they are in the informal sector, it means that they have no social protection. You have many people who were daily wage workers, so they were really living from hand to mouth. And you have a big percentage, up to 75% of the population of Nepal, that lives off, directly or indirectly, the sector of agriculture. So then the lockdown came. And with the lockdown, it cut people from their wages and their own income. And people had no fallback mechanism. So what we can see is that the people who were vulnerable before are made even more vulnerable. And I must say, on that, it's very important to remember those who were vulnerable are usually the people like women who have a much higher rate of unemployment or who are the ones who are mostly in the informal sector. Of course, some caste and some ethnic groups that are traditionally, I would say, disadvantaged, but it impacted as well, and it continues to impact people with disability and other minority groups. Now, the government took an initiative to distribute some relief packages. So this, to a certain extent, has alleviated a little bit the difficulty for those people. And I must say, once again, it's a big achievement of the government to have already distributed relief packages to more than 1.3 million people. They have identified 1.7 million people as being extremely vulnerable. But of course, this needs more. But other impact of COVID on the socio-economic situation has been the impact on the migrant workers. And as you know, Nepal has a lot of Nepali working abroad who have actually looked for a job abroad. And these people, because they work in countries that are equally impacted by COVID, have lost their job. So meaning not only they lose the job, but they also lose their income. And in that case, it means that these people have to come back because they have no other option. This is another impact of the crisis, is that already now, and much more to come, there will be migrant workers who had a job abroad who now have to come back to Nepal because they have to find, again, a job back in their own country. But the fact that they lost their income means that the remittances that they used to send to Nepal to their families are not there anymore. So then the families of the migrant workers become also a newly vulnerable group, because while these families were sustaining themselves with these remittances, now they don't have that anymore. And the fact that they don't have that money has an impact on the overall economy, because we know that the majority of the remittances are used by families for their consumption. So it means that those families now are not buying. Of course, the lockdown definitely is limiting the capacity to go and buy something, but they don't have the money. So the fact that the remittances will not come in support to the economy through the consumption will have an impact on the GDP of the countries. So you can see we have different groups. We have those who were vulnerable already before because they were in the informal sector, they were daily wage workers, now are completely made vulnerable because they are left without income. You have the families living off the remittances who were not necessarily very rich, but at least they could ensure that they had enough money for their consumption, now have no more means of sustenance. And then you have the migrants who want to come back. So as you can see, it's a lot of different impacts on a lot of different groups. And this in itself makes the socio-economic crisis a very complex one, because there is a necessity to respond to it, considering the special needs of each group. So now, and also another impact that I need to mention as well, is that with the lockdown that has been going on now for almost 8 weeks, it has had a huge impact on the small, medium, but also the micro enterprises. Because those enterprises, because they are micro, small or medium, have very little capacity to sustain, to withstand a shock. And having 8 weeks out of business, a number of these small businesses might not recover. And those very people also enter into the category of people who are impacted by the socio-economic crisis generated by COVID that will need assistance. So as UN, of course, we are working very closely with the government, mostly because our role here is to support the government in its efforts. So everything we have been doing has been in support to the government's activities. On the health side, I already mentioned that to you, WHO and the partners have been working very closely with the Ministry of Health in providing a series of expertise, plus different inputs, plus additional supplies to support the government. Now, on the socio-economic side, our role, I would say, is quite extended. On the one hand, what we do and what we think is essential is to monitor the situation, to help the government understand where are the needs, especially having a lens of those people who have been left behind or run the risk of being left behind. We are also, therefore, doing a number of studies and surveys to evaluate this impact. We don't want to enter into lengthy studies and surveys because there is no time for that. But we are doing quick diagnosis of different sectors, different groups, to evaluate the impact of the crisis on those groups. We are, of course, bringing the expertise that we have and working very closely with the local government. What is important is that we are working at the three levels, federal, provincial, and local, in supporting this government, and we're also bringing some technical assistance, especially to local government, on how to utilize the schemes that exist in the country. The Prime Minister launched the Prime Minister Employment Program, and now it's very important for this program to be activated. So the role of some agencies in the UN is also to support the government with this implementation. And of course, a big focus of our activity is also on the social protection mechanisms that exist or that should be developed in order to address the needs of these different categories that I mentioned.
Could you just give suggestions to government of Nepal to strengthen the fight and help the people during the pandemic?
Nepal has tried very hard to provide an answer, both at the level of health and socio-economic. And we are supporting, therefore, those efforts, because it's not easy for a least developed country to really face such an important crisis. And I think that also the main contribution of the UN will be to help Nepal reflect on the new type of development model that Nepal should adopt. And it's not that Nepal is the only one that should rethink its development model. It's actually the whole world. The COVID crisis worldwide has revealed the very big weaknesses of the development model that the world has adopted. First of all, it has revealed the huge inequalities that exists with this model. And therefore, now it needs to be addressed. And the world, all the countries and the UN are going to really lead a reflection on this new development model. You know, we have been talking about building back better. This is a concept that came after the earthquake when we needed to rebuild Nepal. And this notion of building back better was there initially. But now what we are thinking is that we should not build back. We should build differently. We should change. We should rebuild the future in a different manner. We should learn the impact that our development has had on the climate change, on the environment, on the societies, on all the species. And all this has to be changed. And maybe we realize with the COVID crisis that a number of categories of personnel in society were not valued, like the nurses, like the waste, the garbage collectors, like the doctors, like the people who contribute to the food production. These are usually, all over the world, and in Nepal is no exception, people who are not well paid, people who are not valued. Whereas we realize when there is a crisis like COVID that those people are those essential people that help the country go on. And I think that all over the world, and Nepal is no exception, we'll have to reconsider how do we value those professions, those categories of personnel that are far more important than other categories that were not, that have not, I would say, contributed so much to the crisis as it is now. So I must say this is an interesting reflection that Nepal has to undertake, and definitely as UN, we are going to also contribute to this reflection, thinking with the government to make sure that the new development model in Nepal is one that is much more equalitarian, that will really bring all the people who were left behind back onto the avenue of development and make sure that the people who are vulnerable are eased in their vulnerability in order to become full, complete agent contributing to the functioning of the countries and also having a decent life.
Thank you very much, Ms. Julian, for providing your valuable time to Read Nepal and for highlighting on the UN's role during the pandemic.
Thank you very much for interviewing me.
That was the interview with the United Nations Resident Coordinator for Nepal.